Job 31. I made a covenant with my eyes. How then should I look lustfully at a young woman? For what is the portion from God above, and the heritage from the Almighty on high? Is it not calamity to the unrighteous, and disaster to the workers of iniquity? Doesn't he see my ways and count all my steps? If I have walked with falsehood, and my foot has hurried to deceit, let me be weighed in an even balance, that God may know my integrity. If my step has turned out of the way, if my heart walked after my eyes, if any defilement has stuck to my hands, then let me sow and another eat. Yes, let the produce of my field be rooted out. If my heart has been enticed to a woman, and I have laid wait at my neighbor's door, then let my wife grind for another, and let others sleep with her. For that would be a heinous crime. Yes, it would be an iniquity to be punished by the judges. For it is a fire that consumes to destruction, and would root out all my increase. If I have despised the cause of my male servant, or of my female servant, when they contended with me, what then will I do when God rises up? When he visits, what will I answer him? Didn't he who made me in the womb make him? Didn't one fashion us in the womb? If I have withheld the poor from their desire, or have caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or have eaten my morsel alone, and the fatherless has not eaten of it, no, from my mouth he grew up with me as with a father. I have guided her from my mother's womb. If I have seen any perish for want of clothing, or that the needy had no covering, if his heart hasn't blessed me, if he hasn't been warmed with my sheep's fleece, if I have lifted up my hand against the fatherless, because I saw my help in the gate, then let my shoulder fall from the shoulder blade, and my arm be broken from the bone. For calamity from God is a terror to me. Because of his majesty, I can do nothing. If I have made gold my hope, and said to the fine gold, you are my confidence, if I have rejoiced because my wealth was great, and because my hand had gotten much, if I have seen the sun when it shined, or the moon moving in splendor, and my heart has been secretly enticed, and my hand threw a kiss from my mouth, this also would be an iniquity to be punished by the judges, for I would have denied the God who is above. If I have rejoiced at the destruction of him who hated me, or lifted up myself when evil found him, I have certainly not allowed my mouth to sin by asking his life with a curse. If the men of my tent have not said, who can find one who has not been filled with his meat? The foreigner has not camped in the street, but I have opened my doors to the traveler. If, like Adam, I have covered my transgressions by hiding my iniquity in my heart, because I feared the great multitude, and the contempt of families terrified me, so that I kept silence and didn't go out of the door. Oh, that I had one to hear me. Behold, here is my signature. Let the Almighty answer me. Let the accuser write my indictment. Surely I would carry it on my shoulder, and I would bind it to me as a crown. I would declare to him the number of my steps. I would go near to him like a prince. If my land cries out against me, and its furrows weep together, if I have eaten its fruits without money, or have caused its owners to lose their life, let briars grow instead of wheat, and stinkweed instead of barley. The words of Job are ended. Job 32. So these three men ceased to answer Job, because he was righteous in his own eyes. Then the wrath of Elihu the son of Barachel the Buzite of the family of Ram was kindled against Job. His wrath was kindled because he justified himself rather than God. Also his wrath was kindled against his three friends, because they had found no answer, and yet had condemned Job. Now Elihu had waited to speak to Job, because they were older than he. When Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, his wrath was kindled. Elihu, the son of Barachel the Buzite, answered, I am young, and you are very old. Therefore I held back, and didn't dare show you my opinion. I said, days should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man, and the spirit of the Almighty gives them understanding. It is not the great who are wise, nor the aged who understand justice. Therefore I said, listen to me, I also will show my opinion. Behold, I waited for your words, and I listened for your reasoning, while you searched out what to say, yes. I gave you my full attention, but there was no one who convinced Job, or who answered his words among you. Beware lest you say, we have found wisdom. God may refute him, not man, for he has not directed his words against me, neither will I answer him with your speeches. They are amazed. They answer no more. They don't have a word to say. Shall I wait because they don't speak, because they stand still and answer no more? I also will answer my part, and I also will show my opinion, for I am full of words. The spirit within me constrains me. Behold, my breast is as wine which has no vent. Like new wineskins, it is ready to burst. I will speak that I may be refreshed. I will open my lips and answer. Please don't let me respect any man's person. Neither will I give flattering titles to any man. For I don't know how to give flattering titles, or else my maker would soon take me away. Job 33. However, Job, please hear my speech, and listen to all my words. See now, I have opened my mouth. My tongue has spoken in my mouth. My words will utter the uprightness of my heart. That which my lips know, they will speak sincerely. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. If you can, answer me. Set your words in order before me, and stand up. Behold, I am toward God, even as you are. I am also formed out of the clay. Behold, my terror will not make you afraid, neither will my pressure be heavy on you. Surely you have spoken in my hearing. I have heard the voice of your word, saying, I am clean, without disobedience. I am innocent, neither is there iniquity in me. Behold, he finds occasions against me. He counts me for his enemy. He puts my feet in the stocks. He marks all my paths. Behold, I will answer you. In this you are not just. For God is greater than man. Why do you strive against him? Because he doesn't give account of any of his matters. For God speaks once, yes, twice, though man pays no attention. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on men, in slumbering on the bed, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. He is chastened also with pain on his bed, with continual strife in his bones, so that his life abhors bread, and his soul dainty food. His flesh is so consumed away that it can't be seen. His bones that were not seen stick out. Yes, his soul draws near to the pit, and his life to the destroyers. If there is beside him an angel, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show to man what is right for him, and God is gracious to him and says, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh will be fresher than a child's. He returns to the days of his youth. He prays to God and he is favorable to him, so that he sees his face with joy. He restores to man his righteousness. He sings before men and says, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it didn't profit me. He has redeemed my soul from going into the pit. My life will see the light. Behold, God does all these things, twice, yes, three times with a man, to bring back his soul from the pit, that he may be enlightened with the light of the living. Mark well, Job, and listen to me. Hold your peace, and I will speak. If you have anything to say, answer me. Speak, for I desire to justify you. If not, listen to me. Hold your peace, and I will teach you wisdom. Job 34. Moreover, Elihu answered, hear my words, you wise men. Give ear to me, you who have knowledge. For the ear tries words, as the palate tastes food. Let us choose for us that which is right. Let us know among ourselves what is good. For Job has said, I am righteous. God has taken away my right. Notwithstanding my right, I am considered a liar. My wound is incurable, though I am without disobedience. What man is like Job, who drinks scorn like water, who goes in company with the workers of iniquity and walks with wicked men? For he has said, it profits a man nothing that he should delight himself with God. Therefore listen to me, you men of understanding. Far be it from God that he should do wickedness, from the Almighty that he should commit iniquity. For the work of a man he will render to him, and cause every man to find according to his ways. Yes, surely God will not do wickedly, neither will the Almighty pervert justice. Who put him in charge of the earth, or who has appointed him over the whole world? If he set his heart on himself, If he gathered to himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh would perish together, and man would turn again to dust. If now you have understanding, hear this. Listen to the voice of my words. Should even one who hates justice govern? Will you condemn him who is righteous and mighty? Who says to a king, vile, or to nobles, wicked? He doesn't respect the persons of princes, nor respect the rich more than the poor, for they are all the work of his hands. In a moment they die, even at midnight. The people are shaken and pass away. The mighty are taken away without a hand. For his eyes are on the ways of a man. He sees all his goings. There is no darkness nor thick gloom where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. For he doesn't need to consider a man further that he should go before God in judgment. He breaks mighty men in pieces in ways past finding out and sets others in their place. Therefore he takes knowledge of their works. He overturns them in the night so that they are destroyed. He strikes them as wicked men in the open sight of others, because they turned away from following him and wouldn't pay attention to any of his ways, so that they caused the cry of the poor to come to him. He heard the cry of the afflicted. When he gives quietness, who then can condemn? When he hides his face, who then can see him? He is over a nation or a man alike, that the godless man may not reign, that there be no one to ensnare the people. For has any said to God, I am guilty, but I will not offend any more? Teach me that which I don't see. If I have done iniquity, I will do it no more. Shall his recompense be as you desire, that you refuse it? For you must choose, and not I. Therefore speak what you know. Men of understanding will tell me, yes, every wise man who hears me. Job speaks without knowledge. His words are without wisdom. I wish that Job were tried to the end, because of his answering like wicked men, for he adds rebellion to his sin. He claps his hands among us and multiplies his words against God. Job 35. Moreover, Elihu answered, Do you think this to be your right? Or do you say my righteousness is more than God's, that you ask, What advantage will it be to you? What profit will I have more than if I had sinned? I will answer you, and your companions with you. Look to the skies and see. See the skies which are higher than you. If you have sinned, what effect do you have against him? If your transgressions are multiplied, what do you do to him? If you are righteous, what do you give him? Or what does he receive from your hand? Your wickedness may hurt a man as you are, and your righteousness may profit a son of man. By reason of the multitude of oppressions, they cry out. They cry for help by reason of the arm of the mighty. But no one says, Where is God my Maker, who gives songs in the night, who teaches us more than the animals of the earth, and makes us wiser than the birds of the sky? There they cry, but no one answers, because of the pride of evil men. Surely God will not hear an empty cry, neither will the Almighty regard it. How much less when you say you don't see him, the cause is before him, and you wait for him. But now, because he has not visited in his anger, neither does he greatly regard arrogance. Therefore Job opens his mouth with empty talk, and he multiplies words without knowledge.